And if you're looking for a Mother's Day gift for someone, maybe your mom or a friend, you might want to consider this one. Toronto author Carrie Clare is launching her new book, The M Word, tonight at McNally Robinson Booksellers. Now, it's a compilation of essays written by women about their feelings about maternity, whether or not they are mothers. Now, it's neat. The essays range from childbirth to lack of fertility to loss, and it's a thought-provoking look at motherhood. Author Carrie Clare is in studio with me now. Hi there.
Hello.
So I have to ask you first off, what made you decide to write this book in the first place?
When my daughter was born 5 years ago, I found myself catapulted into a whole new world, and motherhood was really a fascinating thing to consider. But I realized that so many friends of mine were engaging with motherhood in other ways. I had a friend who was unable to get pregnant, and that was a really horrible thing for her. She felt so far away from where she wanted to be in her life and where she felt she should be as a woman. And I wanted to tell her kind of story and include it with all the stories of motherhood and womanhood.
And there's such a range here. We'll reach that in a second, but I wanted to ask you how you came up with the title, The M Word.
The M Word was decided on by my publisher. We had a really hard time articulating exactly what we were talking about, because we were talking about an idea that's so big, opening up the idea of motherhood to include so many stories. And so how to articulate that broadness was hard. And so she came up with this title, and I love it because it slightly suggests something taboo going on, you know, a word we can't quite say. There's lots of words we can't say in this book. And it also just, motherhood means so many things to so many women, and the title acknowledges that.
Now, why was it so important for you to dispel the myth that, you know, motherhood is picture perfect?
Because it isn't. Mm-hmm. And I think that myth is perpetuated, and that's really hard on women. But it also gives a really unrealistic view of what women's lives are like. Women who have children when they want them, it's not always rosy. And so many women can't do that if they want to have a child. It's more difficult. So many women don't want to have children at all. And so I wanted to show that women's lives are more complicated than this idea of an ideal mother we're presented with so often.
Who is this book for? If it's about such a broad range of motherhood experiences or lack of them, who would you target this book towards?
It's broad. It's everybody. I think that it gives a view into women's lives. So, you know, maybe a man might find it interesting. But also, I found that young women in their 20s are connecting with it, not necessarily when they expected to. They thought, you know, they're not quite at that stage in their lives yet. But seeing the variety of avenues women's lives can take, I think for them has been very fascinating.
Now, as broad a range of experiences as there are, were there any common threads that you found in this book, in writing this book?
When the essays came together, I found a theme of doubleness in so many essays. There are women who've had twins. Women who've had children think about other paths their lives could have taken. So there's sort of a sense of two selves that women have. And women who don't have children think about their other possibilities as well. So doubleness was a really interesting theme.
It's interesting. Now, there's a suggestion in your book that even though women have a say in their reproductive choice, as you alluded to earlier, they still feel pressures. Can you speak to that?
Well, an example is that a man read this book, and a reviewer, and his response was that women were so obsessed with controlling their reproductive lives. And his response was, what about fate? And that frustrated me, because I think that for so many of us, having control of this part of our lives is really important. It's not something we can just, you know, leave up to fate. And even though we're all meant to have choice these days, it's not that simple for so many women. Women who choose not to have children get a whole lot of backlash. Women who choose to pursue fertility treatments, there's such a stigma surrounding that. And that's presented in one of the essays in the book as well. So choice isn't quite as common as we'd like to think it is.
Have your opinions and views on motherhood changed since putting this book together?
It changed my point of view about fertility, actually, fertility treatments. I've always I've been pro-choice, and I've seen that allowing women the choice to get pregnant when their body isn't making that choice for them is a choice issue as well, and it's sort of the other side of the coin of my pro-choice ideas. So that was a really interesting change.
I understand you included two Winnipeg writers. Can you tell me about them?
Yes, they're two poets, and they've written essays for this book. One of them is is Ariel Gordon, who has a new book out called Stowaways. And the other is Carrie Ryan, whose last book was about... she is a poet who became a boxer, and she wrote about that in her last book, Versus, and they're great.
Nice. Are there any stories in here? Do you have a favorite or a top two or three list?
I kind of love them all. I do love Carrie Ryan's story. She writes about whether or not to have children, and it's called Confessions of a Dilly-Dallying, Shilly-Shallying, or something like that. And it ends with her just not quite sure where she's going to go with the idea, but I do know she has a daughter now, so I know how it turned out.
Now, how'd you go about choosing who would contribute?
I work in publishing and books, so I knew a lot of people. I wanted good writers, and so I had access to them. I wanted regional representation across the country, and I wanted a real range of experience. So with all those things in mind, I sought out writers, and people were very generous with their time and talent.
And you've traveled here with your family as well.
I have.
How'd your kids do on the plane?
They were great. Yeah, it was 2 hours. It was nothing. We're having a great time in Winnipeg.
What's this like hitting the road with your kids? You've got 2 young children.
I have a really nice husband who's hanging out with them now. So, you know, it's we're having a really great time in Winnipeg.
Getting ready for the next book, maybe.
Yes.
Traveling with the Kids, a book on its own. Carrie, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Carrie Clare is a Toronto author. And now she is in Winnipeg to launch her book, The M Word, Conversations About Motherhood. So that is tonight at 7 o'clock at McNally Robinson. It's a really neat book. Local writers and contributors to the book, Ariel Gordon and Carrie Ryan, as she mentioned, they'll join her at the launch. So you can go to our website, cbc.ca/Manitoba Scene, to learn more about the M Word.